Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's do this thing. Okay, a little more energy than maybe I ought to be presenting today on the podcast broadcast, but that's what I do. I just get excited and show up and do this thing. And so who are you? I asked you a question. Who are you? Better question. Do you know who you are? Really, truthfully, have you ever sat down and written that down? I bet a lot of people know who you are, but I bet you know even better. So we'll talk about that today a little bit and why you should be doing it. A little cheat sheet, if you will. It is a daily boost from motivationtomove.com every single day. It's a very simple proposition. You're in control of your life. You run your agenda. Yes, you really do. Oh, no. Listen, a lot of people are trying to run your agenda for you. There's no doubt about that. Who? Well, everybody. Why? It's simply because they're living their life the way they want to live their life. And where they intersect with you, they just want to do their thing. You want to do your thing. You're each going to try each other. Well, you get it, okay? However, if we know where we're heading, if we put a little bit of time and thought into that, practice every single day, a little bit of discipline, and stand up, take a step, and repeat, we can get there and have a cool attitude along the way. How you doing today? I'm so happy to have you. My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer. Sounds big, doesn't it? Of motivationtomove.com, especially when I use the radio voice. Sorry, it's a curse. Sort of kidding there. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy. If ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/dailyboost. That's Hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. So, who are you? Who are you? For years, I have had a document handy. Who am I? Who I am? I've said it both ways over the years. I'm not sure which one I like today. I'll let you have either one you want, okay? But who are you? And if you were to sit down and write a letter to yourself, a cheat sheet to yourself, that's not goals. No. It's not even values. Not even that. It's kind of a rule for how you operate in the world, how you see the world. It could even be that, how I see the world. You could even do that. If I were to ask you, who are you? Could you give me an answer? And if I were to go a little bit deeper and say, all right, well, I get that, but what do you mean exactly? Could you go deeper on that? Could you tell me how you feel? A long time ago, I recognized something. I recognized it wasn't getting the results that I wanted in my life because I was, messing my life up. That's it. Just when I thought I knew what to do, I'd do something else. Even if I did know what to do, I'd forget to do it. So I would do something else. And it made me mad. And later on, as I got in the world of broadcasts and then in this business I'm in now for the last 20 years, I recognized that I better know who I am. Or I can't have anybody else be who they are, can I? So that's where this all started. So I'm going to challenge you today, a little homework assignment when you're done. You don't have to if you don't want to. Nope, you can be like about 90% of other people on this planet who have never even taken a moment to realize they're alive, much less who they are. Now, since you're here today, I don't believe that you're that kind of person. I think you're the kind of person who says, no, I want to be the best I can be. It begins with knowing who you are. So it's a roadmap of sorts of how you operate in the world, how you view the world. It is not a mission statement. So when you sit down to write this, this is the mission I'm on in my life. I don't want you to do that. No. And by the way, I do not want a list of affirmations. Affirmations are great. I love affirmations. They make me feel good. That's what they're for. But it's not who you are, is it? You're not a walk and talk and affirmation or a walk and talk and mission statement, are you? It's those kind of things that you do. It's not a value statement. You should know your values. If you don't know your values, you should. Let me stop for a second. Have you thought about your values? What's important to you? Have you done that? Because you're living in the world today, it's so ideologically based these days. No matter where you go, those are values being pummeled upon you. Do you know what you stand for? Do you? But that's not what this is. When I talk about a who am I document, no. So what's the best way to describe this? So imagine this. Imagine you're me right now. And there is a sheet of paper, or in my case, it's a sheet of computer paper in front of me. And there is a document, it's a living, breathing document that has been around now for about 20 years. I'm not going to share my stuff on it because I don't do that. This is mine. Yours is yours. I don't need to know your stuff. But you need to know. And because life is busy and because you get crazy on autopilot, which is what your mind naturally does, the more you do, the more you learn, the more you just want to make life easy. And that means it goes back into your mind. Your long-term memory becomes an automatic, repeatable pattern for you. The more you do that, the easier life is, but the easier it is to get lost and forget what you're all about because you never stop to think about it. So this is a personal cheat sheet. It reminds you who you are and why you do the things you do. So some examples of how you might use this. Maybe one day I'll do a program and guide you through this. I could probably do that. I've never done that before. Never done that. I probably should. How do you see yourself? So when you look at yourself, when you think about yourself, when your little mind is chatting about yourself, how do you truly see yourself? How do you want the world to see you? How do others see you? That's a big question too. So how do you see yourself? And how do you others see you? You have control there. So guess what? You could write down, well, this is how I see myself. I'm strong, I'm confident, or not. Could be something else. How do others see you? Well, say you see yourself as strong and confident, but others don't see you that way. You can say, well, okay. How do I present? How do I answer questions? When I'm in a situation, when I meet somebody, how do I act? I say a lot of cuss words, or do I not? Have I made that choice? Do I wear my values on my sleeve? Am I religious or I'm not? Do I present that way? What clothes do I wear? What's my style? How do I cut my hair? Now, it seems really silly, but when's the last time you sat down and thought about the little silly things in your life? It's got logic, I know. But I just know that in my world, I live by my recipe for me, which is part of my who am I statements here. That's basically me understanding certain things work for me. And the more I'm able to do the things that work for me, I tend to enjoy them more and get better success. And also, I spend no time on what doesn't work for me. So your who am I document is essentially you deciding what works for you and how you view the world, and how you want to be seen in the world, and how you roll in the world. Big responsibility. A lot of folks think they know who they are. Do you really, truly? Because when life gets in the way, do you respond exactly the way that you know you should based on who you are on the inside? If you have a predetermined document, you can scribble it down. I'm not going to get fancy about this right now. You can just journal it. In fact, you should after the show or tomorrow morning. Sit down, take a piece of paper, your computer, whatever you're doing, and right at the top of it, who I am or who am I? Depending on which perspective you want to come from. A lot of times folks will say, who I am. It's fantastic. Sit down and just brainstorm. And anything that's not you, don't put it on the page. Put everything on the page that's you, and then do me one last thing when you get done, just writing down who you are on this page, this document that you will use as a cheat sheet in the future to make sure you stay who you are and be honest to who you are. Anything that slips on that page that's not you, that might have come from somebody else's mind, or somebody you think you want to be at some point, it doesn't belong on this page. This is a realistic document. This is a document that says, this is who I am right now today. If something happens in my life, I will react and respond exactly the way I've written here. I will do the things I say I am. That's what this document is. Remember, inconsistency in behavior will whittle away at your soul. You're struggling to get what you want. It's likely you haven't defined exactly who you are and how you get what you want. You haven't figured that out yet, and it makes it pretty much impossible to be consistent with anything other than a fusion, right? You'll be less stressed if you do this. So do it today. I know it's a little bit out there for some folks to even comprehend this, and that's why I probably should put together a workshop and walk you through it, because I do have a method to my madness here. But for now, just journal it out. Just decide who you are and how you roll. All right, tomorrow, somebody needs you right now in this world. Do you know that? Right now. In ways you can't imagine, somebody is looking for you. They need your help. I'm looking for you too. Join me on my Facebook group. How's that? Easy enough. DailyBoostPodcast.com/Facebook. Answer my simple questions. I'll let you in. We'll have some fun. We're showing pets over there these days. It's cool.